Merch alert! You asked and we delivered. The Royals of Malibu now has merch. We've got so much to choose from, like Team Easton or Team Reed or Team Isaac hoodies and hats. Some fun items like Do Not Dim My Sparkle t-shirts or Ugly Hot hoodies. Plus plenty of accessories too, like our Trom mugs, AirPod cases, tote bags, stickers, and more. We'll be sharing new drops, sales, and much more on our socials at The Royals of Malibu, so be sure to follow along. That's at The Royals of Malibu. Check out the merch website at emeraldaudio.myshopify.com. That's emeraldaudio.myshopify.com. Emerald Audio is now an imprint of Diversion Audio, focusing on female-led storytelling.
Diversion Audio.
Last week on The Royals of Malibu.
Dad's gonna murder you, Reed. You can't be messing around with this heavy shit anymore.
You can either come with or you can bail, but I'm leaving now before Dad gets home.
This is where he sneaks off to? This psycho high-end fight club? This is fucking crazy.
I wish you hadn't seen me like that.
It was scary. Maybe you don't believe that your dad cares about you, but you should know that I do. A lot.
You have really beautiful eyes.
Ella Sinclair, I'd like to take you out to dinner.
Hey, everyone. Before we get into our very exciting episode, I wanted to let you know that this episode does reference intimate partner violence, and we know that can be triggering for some listeners. So take breaks if you need to, and remember that your mental health should always be the priority. We love you all. And hope you like this episode.
Reed, are you ready?
Give me a second.
Reed, I can't be late for work.
Hey, Ella, you need to ride home?
I'm actually going to work. Reed was supposed to drop me off, but he's a little preoccupied.
Oof, yeah. He looks very preoccupied.
Who is that girl?
That's Abby.
Are they dating or something?
They're complicated. They just started talking again.
Like, currently, literally talking right now? Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, come on, don't play dumb. Aren't you talking to David?
I mean, we're texting. I don't know if we're talking.
Do you actually text or just talk on Snapchat?
Actual text.
Do you send each other TikToks?
Yeah.
Sounds serious.
Okay. We're talking.
You're talking to David. Reed's talking to Abby. Sounds like we're all talking.
I'm only talking to David because Reed is barely talking to me.
Oh, have you talked to Reed?
Whatever. Also, you never broke up with me.
Huh?
I thought you were the resident womanizer. You were supposed to get bored of making out with me and break my heart.
I'm a professional, Ella. I break up with girls without them even noticing. Plus, you don't need to break up after a drunken makeout. We aren't children.
That's disturbing.
Oh, here comes your knight in shining Gucci. What 17-year-old wears driving moccasins? Anyway, see you at home.
I'm so glad I found you, Ella. You weren't at your locker.
Oh, I didn't know you were looking for me.
I got you these.
Another gift!
They're from my aunt's garden. I saw them and they reminded me of you. Do you like peonies?
If these are peonies, then yes. They're beautiful.
It's a glorious Friday afternoon. Got any plans?
Well, I have to work until 7.
What are you doing after? Have you been to El Matador?
That sounds like a Mexican restaurant in a strip mall.
It's a beach. Sea caves, clear water, secluded, romantic.
That sounds nice, but maybe another night.
No worries. Are you going to the Y2K party this weekend?
I don't know. I'm still trying to get caught up on homework since I missed the first month of school, yada, yada, yada.
I think you should come to the party instead. It'll be fun. We could go together.
I'm kind of trying to avoid the party scene after that mess at Savannah's.
Well, if you change your mind, I'm happy to be your bodyguard. So Reed is, talking to Abby again, huh?
Mm-hmm. What's the story there?
They used to date. I think she's the only girl Reed's gone out with, at least publicly. You're not into Reed, are you?
Reed? Mm-hmm. No, no way.
Good. I feel bad for him. Textbook anxious avoidant attachment style.
A textbook what now?
Oh, it's from a book my therapist recommended.
You go to therapy?
She's more like an executive coach for high performers. But yes, it helps me to cope with the demands of my lifestyle. Do you need a ride home?
I'm supposed to get a ride from Reed whenever he's done I-fucking Abby.
Then I guess I'll see you Monday.
No. You know what? I'll see you at that party.
Really?
Yeah, I'll be there.
You won't regret it.
Just as David turns the corner, another familiar face appears. An evil one, Savannah.
Cute flowers.
David Albrecht got them for me.
Peonies. What a cost-effective flower choice.
He picked them from his aunt's garden.
Gross. Look, I came here to tell you to stay away from David, or you'll seriously regret it.
Oh, God. Can you drop the territorial bullshit already? You know you don't get to decide who other people date, right?
You can roll your eyes like a little brat, or you can listen to what I'm saying.
Savannah, I already kicked your ass once, so you better get out of my face right now, or we're going for round two.
Fine. But don't come crying to me when you realize you fucked up.
Bullying is such a 90s movie cliche, Savannah. Grow up and deal with your shit. Sorry, kids. No brawling today. You can all put your little phones away. Reed, I am going to be late.
What's with the peonies?
Did everyone take a botany class or something? Ugh, I hate it here.
You okay?
Who were you talking to?
Just a friend.
Oh, come on.
Her name is Abby. She's a senior and she plays volleyball.
And you're getting back together?
What? No. Who told you that? We haven't even dated, officially.
Do you want to date her?
I don't want to date anyone. I leave for college in less than a year. It doesn't make sense to get attached right now.
Whatever you say.
Any other questions?
It's fine. I'm just, jealous. I'm so sickeningly jealous. Reed looks like he wants to say something, but doesn't. Which is probably for the best. Wondering if you're going to the Y2K party.
Oh, yeah. If I get out of practice in time.
It sounds fun. I've never been to a throwback party before.
Yeah, they're usually pretty good.
At least this time I'll know how to dress.
I liked your outfit from the last party, actually.
Reed smirks, and instead of being annoying, that dumb little smirk is somehow the hottest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Your bruises look like they're healing. His perfect lips, messy hair, the way his neck is exposed when he turns his head.
Thanks to you. You're a great nurse.
Keep it together, girl. You're welcome.
Are you done staring at my face?
I wasn't.
You're blushing like you were.
No, I'm not. It's just so warm in this stupid car. Where's the AC?
Ella, I'm messing with you. I don't want you to get the wrong idea.
I get it. Okay, we don't have to talk about it. Reed really cares about my feelings. And it only makes me want him more. God, what a mess.
You should give David a chance. You deserve to be with a good guy.
Thanks, Reed. You deserve someone good, too.
I'm not so sure about that. Have a good shift.
Oat milk lavender matcha latte for Carlos. Is it usually this busy on a Friday?
Honey, it's never this busy, period. Your internet marketing thing really works.
The Cove kids finally decided to drink good coffee.
Yeah, and you know half of them, Miss Popular. Things getting better at school.
In some ways, yes. Other ways, not so much.
Uh-oh. What is it? Boys, family, or school? It's always one of the three.
Boys, I guess.
Uh-huh. Some guy bothering you? You need me to kick someone's ass? I'll kick someone's ass!
No. There's this guy who likes me, but I like someone else.
Oh, God, that's some Nora Ephron rom-com shit. Look at you. Who's the guy you like?
Don't judge me. But he's actually my guardian's oldest son. He He says he doesn't want a relationship, so I guess we're gonna be friends.
Sounds messy. I mean, what if things don't work out? You gonna move into the basement?
I mean, it's already messy, and I'm dealing with it just fine.
No. You're stressed as hell, and I assume you're hiding all of this from your guardian, which is yet another bad idea.
I honestly don't know how Callum would take it. Maybe he'd be happy? Oh, God, I don't know. Maybe he'd kill us both.
Look, I would have done exactly what you're doing when I was your age. And I know you're not going to take my advice anyway, so maybe Prince Charmless is worth all the hassle. What do you like about this guy?
I'm just comfortable around him, and I feel like we understand each other. We both had a hard time growing up, we both lost our moms, and this might sound crazy, but we're both sort of broken in the same way. I don't know. I feel like we could just make each other better.
Wow. That's, pretty deep for a 17-year-old. Are you sure you want to get into something this heavy? You should be having fun, making out with lots of boys.
Reed and I just really get each other.
How does he feel about you?
Honestly, I have no idea. I feel like there's something there, but he's got such a wall up.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm undecided about Reed. What about the other guy?
David. He's super nice. He brings me flowers. He gives me compliments. He listens to everything I say. On paper, he's perfect.
Sounds nice. A little extra for a teenage boy, but, you know, maybe he's read some Jane Austen. You're not into him?
Am I just too messed up? I meet this nice, perfect guy, and I don't want him because he's not challenging me?
I don't get that impression of you at all, Ella. Something fucking wrong with you. You're not messed up. Maybe you should just trust your gut. Or, you know, don't date anyone. You have your whole life for that.
I know. But I should probably give David a chance. He really likes me.
Fine. You know, give it one date. It could grow on you. That happens all the time. But please, remember, you're also allowed to just not like someone. Even if they're quote-unquote perfect. Which, by the way, no teenage boy actually is.
Yeah. I'll give it one date.
What's the worst that could happen?
In my mind, I hear all the nice things everyone's told me about David, and I decide to give him a chance. Maybe at the party this weekend, I'll finally feel a spark. Who knows? Brooke happily let me dig through her closet for an outfit. I found a vintage pink Juicy Couture tracksuit for the Y2K party. Like, the real deal. It is the tackiest thing I've ever worn. And I used to be an online stripper.
Hey, don't look, but Reed and Abby are over there.
I'm fine, Easton.
I gotta dip out, pick up some of the polo boys. You sure you're good?
Mm-hmm. Just go. Excuse me. Sorry, just trying to get to the kitchen.
Whoa, watch out. That's some, like, serious bottom shelf liquor.
David! Hey!
Pour that out. I'll make you something from my stash.
All right, since you're the expert. You look good. That is a really shiny shirt.
Thanks. I love a theme. Here you go.
Thanks. Whew, it's strong.
Let me add more juice, whatever you need. I got you.
Thank you. So, should we go dance or something?
Yeah, let's dance.
For the first time, I'm actually having fun at a Cove party.
Let me get you another drink.
I'm gonna keep dancing.
Perfect. I'll be right back.
Ugh,
What did I tell you about David?
Savannah! Why the hell would I listen to advice from you?
Everything okay here, Ella?
Yes. Thank you, David.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're doing cheek kisses now, huh?
New level unlocked.
Sorry.
I tripped. You are a total fucking psycho!
You spilled drink on me? Seriously?
No, I bumped into you accidentally!
Ella, let's get you something dry to wear.
Ella, don't walk away from me.
Don't touch me!
I'm trying to talk to you!
You are a jealous, mean, spoiled little girl, Savannah. Have you ever wondered why you're wandering around this party by yourself? It's because no one here likes you!
Come on, Ella. We can find something for you upstairs.
I'm so distracted and sticky, I forget to be impressed by the size of this huge walk-in closet. Ugh. Oh, I have soda in my hair.
Here, just put these clothes on.
Who do these belong to?
It's just an H&M t-shirt. They're not gonna miss it.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, I like how that sounds. I'll turn around while you change.
Such a gentleman. Hey, do you think I was being too harsh back there? I don't know, I just have this weird feeling. Oh! Hold on a sec, the shelf is like digging into my back. I think we should get back to the party.
Here, just have another drink. You can have mine.
I'm good. Let's just get back to everyone else.
Come here.
David, stop. You need to back the fuck off.
Oh, come on, I know you're into it.
I'm serious. Let go of me. Let go!
Everyone knows you used to be a porn star. Sorry, cam girl. Don't act so innocent.
Get the fuck away from me! Help! Help me!
Oh, you fucking bitch! You kicked me in the balls!
What the fuck is going on?
He was trying to...
Easton, take her to the car.
Hey, man, don't get all territorial.
If you ever come near her again, that's gonna be your fucking head. Easton, I said take her out to the car!
Yeah, good plan. Hey, Ella, come here. Let's get out of here.
I'm shaking.
It's okay. Come on. Almost there. I got you. Come on.
Chill.
I feel like I'm underwater.
She's in shock.
Fuck! I want to go back in there and fucking kill that guy.
Fucking chill, Reed. If you get in a fight, Dad's gonna ship you away. You're just gonna cause more trouble for Ella.
I want to go home.
We have to go fuck him up. We have to go fuck him up!
Just fucking drive, Reed. She wants to go home.
It's okay. I'm okay. Please, Reed, let's just go home. Reed reaches back and touches a hand to my face.
I should have never let you out of my sight. I'm gonna take care of you, okay?
I trust you. Come in.
Hey. I just wanted to make sure you were okay.
Do you think you could sleep in here tonight? I just feel weird being alone.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Reed climbs into my bed and I immediately press against him. Is this too much?
No. No. feels good to be close to you. Here, put your head on my chest. I hope I didn't scare you in the car.
No. You were angry. I get it. Honestly.
What?
It made me feel safe. Your arms, your chest in your t-shirt.
What are you doing?
Just trying to work off some of this adrenaline.
Ella, are you sure?
I want you right now. Reed turns over so he's on top of me, his strong arms on either side of me. This better not be pity sex.
This is definitely not pity sex.
Just when I think Reed is mine, he's gone.
On the next episode of The Royals of Malibu.
We need some space.
Reed, we finally got to a good place. Don't shut me down.
Reed is trying to hide from his own feelings. Ugh, typical. I wonder what sign is. But never mind all that. Ella's trying to figure out what to do about David.
If David is going to be at the Worthington party, then so am I. He can't scare me away.
Hell yeah, girl. Let's get him.
Of course Ella puts together a plan because our girly always has a plan. That's called a trauma response.
I just don't want you getting hurt.
Be quiet. I'm in charge tonight.
We love a main character moment. But can Alice Street Smarts compete with the privileged, protected creep? Don't miss the next episode of The Royals of Malibu. The Royals of Malibu is a production of Diversion Audio in association with Pod People, based on the book Paper Princess by Aaron Watt. Directed by Matt Sav. Written by Kiana Cathy Blue. Produced by Amy Machado, Emma DeMuth, and Jacob Bronstein. Production management by Ashton Carter. Story editing by Lindsay Plussard. Story development by Emma DeMuth and Jacob Bronstein.
Editorial direction by Scott Waxman.
Casting by Lindsay Plussard, Alex Vikmanis, and Mayank Batter. Editing, sound design, and engineering by Morgan Foos and Michael Aquino.
Dialogue editing by Adam Raimunda.
Theme music by Eric Zeiler. Featuring the voices of Alyssa McKay as Ella, Zaria as Savannah, Chris Cafaro as Reed, Nick Cafaro as Easton, Armin Taylor as Callum, Francesca Agramonte as Valerie, Anna Rubinova as Brooke, Maura Vincent as Dinah, Stephanie Sherry as Lucy and Margaret Sinclair, and Kieran Reagan as David. Executive producers for Diversion Audio, Jacob Bronstein, Mark Francis, and Scott Waxman. Executive producers for Pod People, Rachel King and Matt Sav. Special thanks to Kimberly Brower, Jen Frederick, and Elle Kennedy.
Diversion Audio.